Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. From high atop the ice surface at MTS Center, we welcome you to an abbreviated Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Drew Mandel alongside Michael Remus as the Winnipeg Jets end their regular season with a 5-1 victory over the Calgary Flames this afternoon in a game that was completely meaningless to the Winnipeg Jets, locked into the second wild card spot. Had a little more meaning to the Calgary Flames, but they didn't. They weren't playing their best lineup. They were choosing to rest guys for the playoffs, and if they happened to win the game and get and end up with home ice advantage, so be it. They were more concerned about getting some players some rest after a long, drawn-out season. Not really going to go through the goals today because, like I said, the relevance isn't that high. The Jets were the better of the two teams, but there wasn't much going on for the majority of the game. Third period saw four Jets goals to break open what had then been a 1-1 game. And the atmosphere here at MTS Center was of a celebration. People ready for the playoffs, Game 3, to take place here at MTS Center. We don't yet know if the opponent is St. Louis or Anaheim. We won't find that out till later tonight, because it appears as though the Blues are going to take care of their end of the business, beating the Minnesota Wild. If the Ducks beat the Arizona Coyotes, as they should, the Jets will head to Anaheim to play against the Ducks in Game 1 sometime Wednesday or Thursday next week. If the Ducks somehow lose to the Coyotes, then the Jets are back off to St. Louis, a team they are more than familiar with, and that again would get started Wednesday or Thursday. Not much to really talk about here today, Reem. Anything that jumped out at you aside from sort of the crowd reactions and everything else?
No, not much to add, Drew. I mean, the crowd was dressed speckled in white. Not everyone getting ready. Not everyone dressed in white, anticipating the whiteout when the first home playoff game is here. But great atmosphere. Everyone excited. You know, they sang the good old hockey game. They had the playoff ad on the Jumbotron at the third. We had a big eruption. But, I mean, you had the Jets resting a number of their players, Trouba, Ladd, Little, Wheeler, Myers, Perreault, Pavlik, all out, and Gaudreau and Monahan out, Russell, Weidman, Brody, all out for Calgary. It's a glorified exhibition game. It was treated as such. And but the crowd getting ready for the first Jets home playoff game of Jets 2.0.
Yeah, exactly right. Want to make no mention of Andrew Copp. He played his first NHL game this afternoon for the Jets, and good for Andrew Copp. He got an assist on the Jets. That would be the Jets' third goal of the game. He set up Lee Stempniak with his 15th, so nice for Andrew Copp, and he got the puck after that goal, so he's going to put that, I'm sure, on the mantle back at home to celebrate his first goal as a professional NHL player. After he signed left Michigan earlier this month to join the Winnipeg Jets. Time on ice, everybody played relatively the same. Byfuglien got back, getting his legs under him, playing 24 minutes and 39 seconds on the back end. His first game back from the suspension. Other than that, Paul Maurice, as we suspected he would, just rolled the forward lines all game long. Don't care about matchups. There was no physicality in the game, as you might expect. Both teams were just prepared to let the 60 minutes of playing time wind down as quickly as possible so that they didn't have any injuries. Get ready for the playoffs for both the Flames, who are going to head to Vancouver, start their playoff series against the Vancouver Canucks, and the Jets, who are waiting to find out who their opponent is. Reminder, Tuesday night, there's a special edition of the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. It's our playoff preview show, 3 hours, starting with the first hour completely about the Jets, and then we'll go around the league, look at the playoff matchups in the rest of the league for hours 2 and 3. That's on TSN 1290, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We'll be with you right throughout the entire playoffs. The Jets fans have been waiting 3+ years for this opportunity to play playoff games. It starts next week. For Michael Remus, for Dave Minuk, and Ezra Ginsberg and Richard Pollock, who are doing work in the dressing rooms and everywhere else, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening. This has been an abbreviated version of the Illegal Curve post-game podcast, and we'll see you Tuesday night on TSN 1290.